Hey y'all, this is YM Nelson, and this episode is the background of what Nerdy Romantics is all about. This is the Nerdy Romantics podcast. I'm your host, YM Nelson, romance and women's fiction author, and our intro song is Feeling of Sunlight by Dano Songs and available on danosongs.com. So what does nerdy romantic mean? And basically, what in the world am I talking about on this podcast? Well, I just want to give a little background. Nerdy Romantics is essentially me. It's essentially what I'm all about, what I like to talk about. And those things that I like to talk about fall into two categories. The first category being nerdy stuff, and the second category being romance and romance novels and just loving on love stories. I think everybody thinks that these two things are two totally different entities and they don't mesh well at all. I totally disagree with that. Yes, there are going to be some things that are strictly nerdy stuff that we're going to talk about. There's also going to be some stuff that's really romance and all about love stories and all about being in love and that wonderful, that has nothing to do with nerdy stuff. But there is a connection. There is essentially at the heart of it all, this need for people to come together, this need for relationship, and this kind of need, specifically with me and specifically with the way I kind of look at romance and look at love stories, this need for the other to feel appreciated. People that don't necessarily look like model-esque, what everybody says is gorgeous, the weird, the different, the abnormal, which is really essentially normal, but you know, for them to be appreciated and for them to be loved and for them to be adored. So that's kind of where I see the two meshing. So let's kind of talk about the nerdy stuff. So what am I going to talk about when I'm talking about nerdy stuff? Well, I'm going to tell you a little story. I am a big Trekkie fan, or big Trekkie. And I first fell in love with Star Trek The Next Generation. That is my childhood. Also, when we're talking about nerdy, I also fell in love with the X-Men comic series, or the X-Men TV series based on the X-Men comic books. These would be like two of the shows that I watched growing up and that I fell in love with growing up. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that these people were different, they were weird, they were kind of in their own sense, you know, cool to me. I fell in love with these two entities growing up, and I've never let either of those go. So that's where the nerdy kind of comes in. And of course, later on, my own weird and my own, I guess, nerdy kind of thing was I love to write. And I essentially love to write love stories. I love people falling in love. It's just really a cool thing. And for somebody to look out for someone else. So these two things have kind of always stayed with me. And so why not have my fan club be the Nerdy Romantic Fan Club? These are people that are going to like what I like. And also, why not talk about it on a podcast? I'm hoping somebody out there will love these same things as much as I do. You're going to have nerdy episodes. You're going to have romantic episodes. You're going to have episodes where these two things combine, I would say, in a sense. And so I hope you enjoy it. So what's a nerdy episode going to look like? What's a romantic episode going to look like? With my nerdy stuff, I love to talk about sci-fi stuff. And because I'm a writer and because I like books, it's going to involve maybe some book reviews. But I guess with me, my whole love of nerdy stuff starts from TV. As I said, in kind of my background, I'm a Trekkie fan and I grew up watching X-Men. We will talk about some sci-fi stuff. We're going to talk about some sci-fi books, books like from author N.K. Jemisin or author Octavia Butler, books like that. We're going to talk about obviously Star Trek and some Star Wars. I'm not one of those people that I love Star Trek and I hate Star Wars or vice versa. There are two camps out there. I get that. It's very cultish. I get that too. My love of Star Trek starts from Star Trek The Next Generation. And while I don't have as much love for the original Star Trek series, I do have a healthy respect for it as any Trekkie would. Of course, I'm going to talk about, you know, that as well. And I get that. I get people are going to say I'm not a true Trekkie for that. But I believe I am. I'm just a generational Trekkie. How about that? And, you know, we're also going to talk other cool sci-fi stuff. I remember when the first Matrix movie came out, I was totally enthralled with that. Totally loved that. And so we will talk about cool sci-fi stuff like that. Other nerdy stuff. Superhero fandom. I am all in for that. I love Marvel Comics, obviously, as I've said. I've talked about X-Men. I love DC Comics, although I'm not as familiar with DC Comics. I'm familiar with DC characters, obviously. I love my Wonder Woman. I love Batman. You know, I love the whole Justice League kind of deal. I love those. But I am, I guess I'm more knowledgeable, I would say, about Marvel Comics, probably because I grew up with watching X-Men. And of course, fantasy stuff is really hot right now. But I've always kind of loved a little bit of the fantasy stuff. So, you know, things like The Witcher, yes, I'm a fan, and not just because Henry Cavill looks good in a bathtub, but because it's really cool. I love action adventure kinds of things, and that's where your fantasy stuff comes into play. Also, with fantasy stuff, if you'll notice, there are a lot of weird, cool characters. Characters that are kind of odd that you just fall in love with, you know. So I love that side of things, you know. The Witcher, Outlander, which is also not just, I guess, historical fiction, maybe with a little bit of a fantastical element, but it's also very much romance. And so with that, let's talk about romance. So the romance side of things, Obviously, I am a romance and women's fiction author with romantic elements. And so I will definitely be talking romance novels. We'll be reviewing romance novels. That's how a lot of my fans meet me, obviously, or how a lot of my fans approach me or know me. They know me from being a romance novelist or being a women's fiction novelist, just basically telling love stories. Obviously, there's going to be reviews of romance novels and talk about tropes in romance, different romantic tropes. So there's going to be that. There's also probably going to be a little bit of talk about romance TV shows or movies. I love rom-coms right now. I love writing them because I love laughing. But more so, I just love the fun, cutesy kind of way a good romantic comedy is done. And I love the fact that Netflix has brought back a lot of those romantic comedies. Like I said, I grew up in and I saw all the Star Trek stuff. So if you date that and know that, then you'll know that I grew up in the 80s. I went to high school in the 90s. So the 90s and the 90s to the 2000s were the really good romantic comedy era to me. As far as movies go, if you go back to that era, you'll see kind of all the romantic comedies that came out during that time. And for some reason, in the late 90s, early 2000s, they kind of stopped. If you've heard Reese Witherspoon's talk about this, which is, I guess, partially why she created her book club and why she has her empire going for her, a lot of it is she was a feature and, well, she was an actor in a lot of those romantic comedies of that era. And for some reason, they just kind of stopped. Who knows why? They kind of stopped. And she wanted that back. And so that's kind of why Netflix came back with, that's why Netflix has a lot of those romantic comedies come back. It's because, you know, people like Reese and the rest of us, regular folks, we wanted that romantic comedy back. And so a few of these are going to be reviews of Netflix rom-coms or just rom-coms in general because I love them. They are my guilty pleasure. They are a love of mine. And so, you know, we're going to talk about them. The good, the bad, the cute, the corny, all of that. So that's in a nutshell. This is what you have to look for with the Nerdy Romantics podcast. We're going to be talking nerdy stuff. We're going to be talking romantic stuff. And of course, there'll be a few surprises along the way. You can connect with our podcast by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. We have a Nerdy Romantics Facebook group. And in that Facebook group, you'll get the lowdown on the next book that we review. And you'll have the opportunity to come on to the podcast and talk about it. Tune in to keep up with the podcast, just to keep up with topics and to keep up with me. You can go to ymnelson.com. There you'll find all my social media connections, you'll find my latest books, and you'll get a rundown of all the podcast episodes in case you missed one. Thanks for listening, and see you at the next episode. Stardate, not too distant future. Brandon is a diehard Trekkie. He's watched every Star Trek franchise episode multiple times. He has several cosplay and collectible uniforms in his closet. Commander Will Riker is his favorite cosplay character, and he's been to dozens of conventions. But he's never met or gotten in a fight with another Trekkie like Phoenix. Phoenix is looking forward to her first Star Trek convention until she meets Brandon. He's nothing like the Riker character she loves to hate. He's combative, socially awkward, and off-putting. But he's so adorable. Phoenix and Brandon keep running into each other, each time more heated than the next. With 3 days of convention to get through, will they get past the hostility and find what they know is there? Attraction and perhaps love? This is the premise of Stardate, a free e-story for my newsletter subscribers, available on February 1st. If you like Trekkie romance, romantic comedy, or just like to see a little grumpy sunshine trope, this story is for you. Go to ymnelson.com/subscribe and get your free copy.